This training module is entitled Using the Graphics Labeler, and we will be using HJPAD for this demonstration. Currently I have JAWS and HJPAD running. I have HJPAD in the foreground, the screen is maximized, and I have a blank document on the screen. My cursor is at the beginning of the document and there's no text here. I'll give you a moment to get your system set up in the same place. And I'm going to press Control Home just to make sure that I am at the top of the document.
Top of file, land.
And press Insert T to verify that I am in HJPAD.
Title equals document-HJPAD.
Good. What we want to do now is basically explore the screen a little bit with our JAWS cursor. And when we do, we're going to hear that there are graphics that have not been labeled here. And they're not labeled on purpose so that we can use them in this training tutorial. One of the things that may throw you off, though, is if your JAWS cursor is in a different window. For example, your JAWS cursor could actually be on the taskbar, and it would not find the graphics that we're going to look for. One of the things that you do know is you know that there's a PC cursor flashing in the edit field of HJPAD. This is waiting for you to type in text. Therefore, one of the first things I always do is make sure that the program window itself is maximized. And next, I always route JAWS to PC to make sure that the JAWS cursor is actually inside the application window. So let's do that now. Let's route JAWS to PC with Insert Minus on the numpad.
Route JAWS to PC.
Now, I'll press Page Up to go to the top of the screen.
Page Up.
And I'll do a say line. I should be on the title bar.
Graphic 197 document-HJPAD minimize symbol restore symbol close symbol.
And there we are. As I down arrow, I should be on the menu bar.
File menu, edit menu, view menu, insert menu, format menu, tools menu, help menu.
Very good. Now the next line down should be a button bar, and we should hear graphic labels, because they have not been as yet labeled.
Graphic 14, graphic 201, graphic 505, graphic 37, graphic 203.
And I silence that. Now let's do another down arrow.
Graphic 979, save document button, print document button, graphic 305, sort ascending button, great.
And I silenced it again by pressing Control. There were two or three graphics labeled on that second button bar, which was the fourth line down from the top of the screen. What we're going to do is go back up to the previous line.
Graphic 14, graphic 2,
and I pressed Control for silencing speech. Now, what I want to do is move to the beginning of this line by pressing the Home key.
Home.
Now, let's find out if the JAWS cursor is over a graphic by pressing the Say Word key, Insert 5, on the numpad.
Graphic 14.
JAWS tells us that we're on graphic 14. Now remember, on your computer, these graphic numbers may be different, but you should be in the same place. On the status bar in HJPAD, there's text that describes what each graphic label is as the JAWS cursor or the mouse pointer moves over them. You can read that text by pressing Insert Page Down, which is the Read Status Line command in JAWS. Let's try that. I'll press Insert Page Down now.
Makes the selection bold left parent toggle right parent.
So, as you can hear, in HJPAD it's going to be very easy to label graphics because all of our graphics have a description on the status line. The graphic that I'm on...
Graphic 14.
Graphic 14.
Makes the selection bold left parent toggle right parent.
Makes the selection bold, and it's a toggle. Okay, so we're in good shape for starters. What we're going to do next is we're going to press Insert plus the letter G to bring up the graphics labeler.
Graphics Labeler Dialog. The Graphics Labeler allows you to assign a label to the current graphic item. Type in the label you would like to have spoken for this graphic. Tap to the Save to Group and select where to save this label and then enter or press Escape to cancel. Label colon edit. Graphic 14. Type in text. Alt L.
Okay, we heard some information there, but the last thing we heard was label colon edit. Graphic 14. And the words Graphic 14 in the edit field are highlighted, which means I can simply type right in and replace that text. What I'm going to do now is type bold button.
B O L D space B U T T O N.
Good, and now I'll tab to the next control.
Tab, rail label, colon, edit, type and text, alt R.
If this were an application that were not already labeled, you might want to type in a shorter braille label, because the real estate on a braille display is very expensive, so you want to shrink those words down as much as possible to save space on the braille display. So I might type in B space BTN or B BTN. I think I'll do the B BTN.
B BTN.
And you can do it any way you want. There may be better conventions for that, but for the purposes of this example, it's a shorter label, and it works better for a braille display. I'll press tab again.
Tab, save to application graphic file radio button checked. 1 of 3, to change the selection, press up or down arrow, alt A.
Now this is probably the choice that you're going to keep most often. When you're creating graphics, they're typically for a specific application. There are two other choices. Default graphic file, which I would recommend not changing, and both files, both the application and the default file. And again, I think this is something that you would do rarely. So typically you're going to leave it on the Save to Application Graphic File. I'll press Insert Tab to reread this control now.
Save to Application Graphic File Radio button checked. 1 of 3, to change the selection, press up or down arrow, alt A.
And I'll press Tab to the next control.
Tab, OK button. To activate, press spacebar, alt O.
There are two other buttons beyond this, a cancel button and a help button. But let's go ahead and press spacebar to save this.
Space, document, dash HJPad, edit, type and text.
Now, if I press my minus key on my numpad just to make sure my JAWS cursor is on.
JAWS cursor.
I should still be over the graphic that was labeled 14. Now let's do insert plus the numpad 5 for say word.
Hold button.
You can continue labeling graphics this way individually, but there's a faster way with the auto graphics labeler in JAWS. While it doesn't always catch every graphic, you can rerun it several times and oftentimes it'll pick up more graphics, thus making the ones that you do have to label individually a lot easier. The keystroke combination for bringing up the auto graphics labeler is insert Control G. Now, once I press that keystroke, it'll say Auto Graphics Labeler started, and then visually the mouse pointer will move across the screen searching for graphics that have tooltip help. If the graphics don't have tooltip or a bubble help, as some people call it, the JAWS cursor will not pick that up and it will not be brought into the graphics labeler. So you'd have to label those again individually. I'm going to press Control Insert G now to start the auto graphics labeler, and again, it'll take a few seconds, but once it's finished, we'll hear an announcement.
Starting auto graphic labeler. Auto labeler finished. 6 graphics were labeled.
Very good. So I heard that auto graphics labeler labeled 6 graphics for me. And that's a big start on labeling graphics. The rest of them I could do manually, or I can rerun graphics labeler again, the auto graphics labeler that is, and try to see if I pick up more the next time around.